You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up!
We are almost near the end of our position by position breakdown. It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, we are ordering up the top five outfielders in all of Major League Baseball. Not just left field, not just center field, not just right field. All the outfielders, all at once. Here we go. From five to one. Who you got there?
All right. At number five, my list has to have him because he's just, you know, he's that good. It's Mike Trout. I know he gets hurt, but he's still Mike Trout and one of the best players in the game. And he can patrol outfield for me on any night. Number four, Mookie Betts, one of the best all-around baseball players in the game. And a hell of a bowler, by the way. Number three. Aaron Judge, the Yankee captain. He's broke the single home run record in the AL last year. I know he's hurt right now, but to me, he still covers a lot of ground as an outfielder, as a big man. He's got a cannon. He can leap over the wall, and man, he can crush the baseball. Number two might surprise you. It's Lewis Robert Jr. I just think he's a supreme athlete, and he's having a nice year. I mean, he's batting 270, 43 RBIs, 22 home runs. I'm on board with him. He had a blunder last week in the outfield, but I like him. And number one, he better be your number one, too. It's Ronald Acuña Jr. Of course, I'm going with my guy. Man, number one prospect in all of baseball at one time. He's batting 328, 17 home runs, 35 stolen bases. Like you said earlier in the show, Braves have won 20 games in the month of June. Yeah, he hit two home runs yesterday. He's just a beast. What do you got, Z?
Good choices. All really good choices. Now, I have a sneaky honorable mention here who player comps statistically with Mike Trout. Trout has an 844 OPS. This player has an 819 OPS. Trout has a 480 slugging. This player has a 449 slugging. Trout has a 363 on base percentage. This player has a 371 on base percentage. Trout has two steals. This guy has three.
Trout has two steals.
That's it.
Wow.
Trout has 41 ribbies. This player has 38 ribbies. This player has a 282 batting average compared to Trout's 253 and 10 homers compared to Trout's 17. Who would this player be? Who do you think this player is my honorable mention?
I don't know. It's not IKF, is it?
No, it is not. It is Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets.
Wow, that's impressive.
So Brandon Nimmo is having a really stellar season.
Trout's, and that's your honorable mention.
My honorable mention, because Trout's just a little bit better. Trout is just a little bit better in the power department, but kudos to Brandon Nimmo. Like, he is so underrated, it's not even funny. Like, there is no reason that Brandon Nimmo shouldn't be in Seattle representing the Mets for the All-Star game this year.
Oh, I thought you said going to get traded to Seattle.
No. Nimmo is a stud. Nimmo is somebody that you build around. Trout, it's a little bit of a down year for him. He's healthy, but he's playing. That's great. And he's doing Mike Trout things. It's to be expected at number five. Number four, Juan Soto. How quickly we forget. 919 OPS, 496 slugging, 423 on base percentage, 270 batting average, 14 homers, 41 ribbies, same as Trout, 6 steals, 3 times the amount as Trout. And, you know, a prolific hitter. Number 3, Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
852 OPS, 349 base percentage, 503 slugging, 19 homers, average a little down, 253, but still 19 homers make up for that. And let's not forget that he plays a stellar defensive outfield, and he's versatile. Guy can play second base in a pinch if you need him.
Yeah, he plays it for them in the late innings a lot.
He does. He does. Number 2. Ronald Acuna Jr. Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves. Stud. Complete and total stud. Complete and total stud. I'm not going to discount Ronald Acuna Jr. Just his numbers speak for himself, right? 330, 19, 51 home, 51 ribbies, 35 steals, 990 OPS, 586, 4 slugging, 404 on base. Guy's having a monster year. But for as much as he was doing, and for what his team is doing without him, the best outfielder in all of baseball is none other than Aaron Judge. You cannot argue that. Look what the Yankees have become without him. But just look. Now, just look at the rotting carcass that this team has become. But even before the team started rotting, he had 1,078 OPS, 674 slugging, 404 on base percent, 40 ribbies, 291 batting average, 19 homers. He was more than covering. He was more than living up to his end of the bargain. And he's the reigning MVP. So, Acuna's having a great year. Judge is also having a great year. And it's just cementing him even further. Yes, I know he was an alleged superstar for you, but for me, this is proof positive of how much, of how great he is, because he carried 25 other stiffs. That is the sign of greatness. That is the sign of Aaron Judge being the man.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.